Charlie Batch, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Fellas, I know you too.
Well, we got this news that 22,000 fans, but that includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers, are going to be included in that number. But that's who'll be in Tampa, Raymond James Stadium, for the Super Bowl. Are you going to the Super Bowl?
No, I won't be down there this year, unfortunately. A lot of things that I do actually now are becoming virtual, so no sense in me going down this year.
Yeah, and I know you're working on your big project. Before we get into the Steelers stuff, tell folks, I saw the rendering of what this building you've been working on will look like. Where are you in the construction?
Yes, we are adding, with the Best of the Batch Foundation, we are adding 27,000 square feet to our existing building as we look to expand our reading computer literacy programs along with our STEAM programs. So we're very excited about that and have tons of support as well. And I just tweeted out pictures yesterday of what it's going to look like, the rendering and the finished product, and then where we are currently right now. So all with Macero, they're actually going to, they feel good about the completion date of May of 2021 this year. So we are excited about the grand opening.
That is awesome. Congratulations. Best of the Batch Foundation provides year-round educational programming for 3,800 children across 22 school districts in 8 counties here in southwestern Pennsylvania. So you're doing phenomenal stuff.
No, I appreciate that. And if anybody wants to follow and want to learn more about what we're doing, they can actually go to batchfoundation.org. You'll see where we are throughout the process.
And you and your wife have done a phenomenal job taking care of our kids right there where it is needed most, on the front lines. They're the future. And I see you're delivering Steelers Nation gifts. I mean, when do you have time to rest? You're always working.
Well, I think this time of day, you know, with the state that we're in now, makes it a little bit easier because some of those virtual meetings with fans, they are all on Zoom. Over Zoom, so that's up there, or Microsoft Teams, let's put it that way. So that's what we're using in that particular platform. So those type of events are fun because you get a chance to learn about the Steeler fans in general, and then obviously you get a chance to see what their man caves look like, their houses look like, and man, you have some super excited fans. I'm talking male and female.
All right, now let's get to the big news regarding the team here. Dwayne Haskins, quarterback, picked up yesterday by the Steelers, had a few issues apparently, not normally associated with a star quarterback who is, you know, normally the leader of the team, but most of us believe in redemption, and Haskins himself seems to have turned a corner, tweeting that his number 3 in the Bible, stands for restoration and eternal life. Is this a project for the Steelers, a risk, or the right choice at the right time to groom somebody to be quarterback?
Well, it's a project for sure, but there's very minimal risk right here, and I say that because it's a vet minimum contract. I'm pretty sure there's probably no signing bonus attached to that. And then it gives you an opportunity to really develop him over the year, over the next year, because we all anticipate Ben hopefully coming back in this manner. So now it gives them a chance to evaluate him. Nothing changes with Mason Rudolph. So it's just adding more depth to the room. And if you go back 2 years ago, this lets me know that the Steelers potentially had a high grade on Dwayne Haskins. So by bringing him in here, former 15th overall selection, is very minimal risk. Why not take it?
All right. That said, bottom line is, Charlie, what are the odds that Ben Roethlisberger returns? Personally, I don't want his last image to be sitting on the bench after the loss to the Browns with his head in his hands.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, and that's definitely not a way that I would want to go out in my final game, let alone my career. So I think if you look back to see where he's at, I think, you know, he's given the indication he wants to come back. Just me personally watching him, I feel he's done enough to come back in this manner. Now everything has to align because this team is going to look completely different than what it did this year. And I say that because you knew coming into last year, defensively it was going to be a strength. Offensively, they needed to pick it up. They just didn't coincide with one another at the right time. So when you look back on all these pieces, what are going to happen? Are you going to lose Bud Dupree? When you look to see, okay, what happens at your tight end position, Vance McDonald coming back, what happens with James Conner, Juju Smith-Schuster, the offensive line overall, because there are some things that need to happen there. And I think the caveat to all this is going to be what happens with your offensive coordinator with Ben. If it's a new guy coming into the system, now Ben has to learn a completely different offense, something he hasn't had to do in 17 years. Does he want to take on that responsibility of learning a new offense and trying to get the nuances, pending what the offseason will look like right now? There are a lot of questions that way. So just going to be a lot. It's going to be interesting to see, and I think everything just has to align. And if it does, I fully expect them to come back.
Also yesterday, Steelers reportedly interviewed somebody for their offensive line coaching position. Do you have any information on that?
No, I don't at this point. I'm seeing the names as you all at this point, only because right now Mike Tomlin is not obligated to give press conferences weekly. So as we find this information out, whether that's local, national, we're all figuring that out together. But you know at some point it's not going to happen from an internal hire, so they're going to look for a few positions as it relates to offensive line, tight ends, and then obviously a offensive coordinator. But if Matt Canada gets the coordinating job, now a quarterback coach possibly in the equation as well. So, like I said, it's a lot of moving pieces.
Wow.
We're talking to former Steelers quarterback Charlie Batch. Now, let's talk about the big games on Sunday and get your insight. Quarterbacks are the focus. You got the two old guys, Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers in the NFC, and then on CBS, it's Kansas City and Buffalo. Will it be Patrick Mahomes and young gun Josh Allen? So let's start with that NFC game. How do you see that playing out, Charlie?
Man, this is a great game. I mean, these guys have been around a long time, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. And at this time of year, as long as the Steelers are out of it, I'm rooting for Tom Brady. And it's not necessarily when he's now, with the Patriots, and now here he is with the Buccaneers. I'm rooting for him because right now, watching what he's doing, we'll never see this again in our lifetime. Tom Brady, 20 years, half of his career has been spent in the Super Bowl. So when you look at just that manner, and if he wins another one, of course, he takes that title to 7. We'll never see this. And think about the guys who are just closest to him, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson. These guys only have one Super Bowl right now. So to get to where he's at, long you have to have a little bit of luck and longevity. But ultimately, man, he's going to be hard to catch. So I'm going with the Buccaneers.
All right. So then the other game
would be
the young guns. Yeah, Buffalo at Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's cleared to practice and play, but suffered a pretty big injury on Sunday.
Yeah, he did. And a lot of that, he doesn't have to answer questions because he's in concussion protocol. He doesn't have to answer nor does Andy Reid. So we're all going to figure this out. And, of course, game time decision. But everybody's expecting Patrick Mahomes to play. He's not going to miss this game. If it's up to him, he's not going to miss it. So something from a testing perspective, why he's in a concussion protocol will probably limit him if he's not able to play this game. But if he's healthy and you're looking at this Buffalo team, man, something telling me I want to root for Buffalo right now because they have a stronger team. I like where their defense is at, and they have a young gunner as well in Josh Allen. So it'd be good to kind of change it up a little bit, and it's been a while since the Buccaneers have been in the Super Bowl, but also Buffalo as well. So I'm rooting for a Buffalo and Tampa Bay Super Bowl.
We'll find out who goes to the big game Sunday and then next Friday. Charlie Batch, we'll talk to you again. And as always, appreciate your thoughts, insight, and the work you do for our kids.
I appreciate it. Next week we'll be talking and we'll be checking the boxes to see if who was right in this particular occasion. So I look forward to it. I appreciate you having me on, fellas.